This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. A California Highway Patrol critical incident response team from Shasta County has been dispatched to Del Norte County to open an investigation into a deputy-involved shooting yesterday morning in Crescent City. A CHP officer had attempted a traffic stop on a vehicle, but the driver sped away instead, leading officers and deputies on a pursuit through Crescent City that ended on Lafayette Way, a dead end near the high school. The Daily Triplicate reports that a female passenger fled the scene on foot and was quickly apprehended. The sheriff's office issued a statement and reported that the deputy exchanged gunfire with the unnamed suspect and both were shot. The deputy sustained non-life-threatening injuries, but there was no update on the suspect. The investigation continues. On Wednesday, the County Drug Enforcement Unit served a search warrant at properties on Visser Court in McKinleyville and in the Mosquito Creek area of the county, 15 miles north of Willow Creek, as part of an ongoing investigation into marijuana cultivation and sales. In addition to the Sheriff's Office, members from Code Enforcement, CAL FIRE, County Environmental Health, and State Fish and Wildlife were on hand to document the environmental impacts at the grow sites. At a structure on Visser Court in McKinleyville, deputies confiscated more than 360 pounds of processed bud packaged in one-pound bags for sale, along with Xanax pills and $80,000 in cash. Deputies arrested 58-year-old Brett Visser at a nearby property when they found an unpermitted and illegal grow and confiscated more than 700 plants. They also arrested 32-year-old Ann Clark on a variety of charges related to the grow sites. Further investigation at two remote properties near Mosquito Creek turned up large outdoor grows, and they confiscated more than 21,000 plants. The other agencies were on hand to document the extensive environmental violations, including illegal water diversion, tree cutting, and grading. A Eureka police officer on patrol spotted a man he knew to have a suspended license and who was also out of jail on bail behind the wheel of a car on Wednesday afternoon on 16th Street. The officer conducted a traffic stop and ticketed the driver, 54-year-old Aaron Nelson, and then proceeded to search the vehicle. That search turned up more than 19 grams of heroin packaged for sale, a small amount of meth, 2 pounds of processed bud, and cash. Nelson was arrested and booked on possession and possession for sale charges. The California Highway Patrol will conduct a maximum enforcement period beginning tonight at 6 o'clock and running through Tuesday midnight. The goal is to remove dangerous or impaired drivers from local roadways. There have been 18 traffic-related fatalities in the county since the first of the year, with 4 coming in the past 2 weeks alone. Two of those incidents, a single-vehicle fatal crash at the G Street off-ramp in Eureka, and the second on Highway 101 Tuesday night, involved a suspected drunken driver. In both cases, the driver died at the scene and left others injured. The National Highway Transportation Safety Agency reports that the 4th of July holiday is the deadliest of the year, with an average of 111 deaths on that day per year, and the New Year's holiday is a distant second. Last year, there were 35 traffic fatalities reported over the 4th of July in California, and there were a dozen drivers arrested in Humboldt and Del Norte counties on suspicion of driving under the influence. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Last year, the county entered into a consent decree with the Department of Justice to address the issues of ADA compliance at county buildings and facilities. That action has led to the Board of Supervisors to take a comprehensive look at all county facilities, where they are located, what services are housed, and how that affects the services provided to the public. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg said on Talk Shop on Wednesday that there are several options under consideration, but the goal is to reduce costs and overhead and improve efficiency.
One of the things we identified that was that we wanted to look at all of our buildings and make it a priority on how do we make this more functional? Should we do campus style instead of having everything so spread out? Is there a way to be more economical with the way we do things? And make it easier on the public too, so they don't have to go to 4 buildings to accomplish one task.
The supervisors held a retreat recently, and the discussion turned to the building issue. Sundberg said the decision was made to provide money in the budget to hire a consultant.
We are going to hire a company that will come through, and they'll do an evaluation of all of our buildings and tell us, which ones should we bunch together? Which ones should we sell? You know, and try and make this thing work better.
You can listen to Supervisor Ryan Sundberg talk shop and building maintenance by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.